Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Not only has the Waters of the U.S. rule been repealed by President Donald Trump and the EPA, but a replacement rule is in the works. Environmental Protection Agency Director Scott Pruitt recently told members of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting the old Waters of the U.S. rule was quickly repealed.
One is a proposed rescission, which is a withdrawal of the 2015 rule. And the reason we did it that way is because I believed it was very, very important to let folks know across the country that the 2015 rule was not going to spring back into existence. You know, that it was so abusive, so deficient, so inconsistent with the Clean Water Act's authority that we didn't want landowners across the country guessing about whether that 2015 rule is going to spring back into existence.
Pruitt says a new WOTUS rule is almost ready for public comment.
When you define a dry creek bed and a puddle and ephemeral drainage ditch as a water of the United States, that should tell you a lot about what needs to be fixed. And so we had that rule in the marketplace to withdraw the 2015 rule, and that began in earnest. And then we've got something that a lot of folks aren't talking about, which is a replacement, a substitute definition of what a water of the United States will be going forward.
He says the new rule could be out later this month or next month.
To enhance certainty and to provide confidence to the American people that we are acting consistent with our authority in the Clean Water Act, we need to provide a solid definition in that regard. And so that proposed rule will be coming out May-June timeframe, and we will be done with that process, prayerfully, by the end of the year with respect to the replacement definition.
We'll have more in a moment. October through December is the peak period for automobile deer collisions on the highway. Drivers should be especially alert in the hours just before and after dawn and dusk when deer are often on the move. Pay special attention to those deer crossing signs on the highway where patterns of deer movement are most likely. At night, with oncoming traffic, use high beam headlights to increase your range of vision. Be alert, slow down, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Pruitt adds the rule is based on questions by a Supreme Court justice.
Justice Scalia had a lot of questions, a lot of analysis in the Rapanos case about what a water of the United States is or should be and versus what it isn't. And we're going to, you know, learn from that and make informed decisions about what a water of the United States is.
He says the rule will make sure the EPA doesn't have too much jurisdiction over farms and other projects in rural America.
Clean Water Act's oversight and authority need to be clearly defined, because we don't want landowners, whether it's farmers and ranchers, those who are building subdivisions, oil and gas, I mean, all land use decisions were impacted.
EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.